The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 19th day of July, 2018. And this program, second hour. I'm sorry, Mike, what? Yeah. She lied. It's not in here. At any rate, coming up next hour, Mark Anderson from American Free Press will be joining me. And, you know, if you remember me saying, ladies and gentlemen, that perception becomes a lot of people's reality, and we're well aware of the news media, who owns it, what the agenda is, who have been for many, many years. And it is a propaganda tool. But propaganda only works if you have people there watching and listening to be propagandized. I'm looking at the most recent Gallup poll with the Russian collusion thing. You know what? This doesn't, it just barely registers on their poll. And it's amazing to me. Let me dial this thing up here. Gallup shows how much Americans really care about the situation with Russia. Now, while ever hope-filled expectations among the left for a blue wave in the midterm, we suspect things may not turn out quite as planned given last week's crisis, even before Trump had his step one in Helsinki. The media were banging the drums of war against the thug Putin and how he would Trump. Once the press conference furor was over, all hell broke loose as a left-leaning world attempted to out-signal one another's virtue as to the treasonous surrender that had occurred. So, you go through the list and you look at the polls. What's topping in the economy? Unemployment, jobs, federal budget deficit, foreign trade deficit, taxes, the ever-present gap between the rich and the poor, wage issues, fuel oil prices, high cost of living and inflation, corporate corruption, lack of money. And then you go down the list here, non-economic problems. Topping that list, immigration, illegal aliens, dissatisfaction with government, poor leadership, race relations and racism. Yeah, well, unifying the country. See, what they're expecting, the people that still can think for themselves, they're waiting for us to go run to the left and say, okay, we'll come this far. and you need to back off a little bit here to allow us to get a little bit closer to you. For what reason? I don't want to unify with these people. I want them to die. That's a figurative, not a literal. The next one on the list, lack of respect for each other. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. You got to give me something to respect. If you're not doing anything I respect, guess what you don't get? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's right. Healthcare. Ethic and moral and religious family decline. Poverty, hunger, and homelessness. Gun control. Education. Judicial. You keep going on and on and on and on. And about 10th from the bottom, beating out gay rights and lack of military defense. The situation with Russia. It barely even registers. So the point being, so we got the loony lefties that have their channels. We already know the numbers of the people that have been watching them. But the perception that they're spinning is this is the world today and it's all-encompassing and we're on top of it and oh, woe is us. No, oh, woe is you. Your viewership numbers are down. Your profits have taken a mighty hit. That's why I asked the question, who's shoring these people up? Because if it was any business acumen that you and I are familiar with, they would have been out of business a long time ago. So it is the perception that's the key here. And yes, I understandably, if you take a look at the news and they got the Congress critters and the senators and leaders in government and this asshat mayor here and that person over there, and they're all yakking and it's just a din of yakety yakety yak. You might somehow have the feeling that, my God, this is pervasive. This is huge. It's the perception, the imminent front, that's huge, not the subject or not the content, I should say. It just isn't there. All the drama that you're seeing being played out, it's like a written script. It's literally like a playwright is sitting down and, okay, let's see how we're going to terrify and depress people today. And do. This is not how the general public feels. Now, it's going to take a while for people to get their minds wrapped around that one. But that is the plain, honest fact of it. They're huffing and they're puffing and they're blowing our house down. Well, we've got a lot of help. That's true. We got a lot of help with people that wouldn't understand what the Constitution was. People take oaths anymore that, well, it's not taken seriously. If it was, we wouldn't have to impeach anybody or throw anybody out of office. They'd leave of their own volition. Yeah, well, okay. All right, maybe not of their own volition. Maybe a little bit of gentle help, maybe holding the door for them. Maybe slightly tapping them on their backside with your foot on the way out the door. But you see the point. And what's really fascinating about this is because there is hardly anything else to compare it to. This is why I've mentioned One America News Network. Yeah, is it a big outfit? No. Are they underfunded? Oh, hell yes. But what recently popped up, there's the RT channel that's popped up. Running stories that you would never, in a million years, see run on mainstream media. Yeah, I've heard that RT, whoa, that's a propaganda channel. Well, that's why it's most important to have a good working knowledge base. And that's true for listening to radio programming or paying attention to current events, because it's always going to be compared to what's your knowledge base. How do you know that this is or isn't the truth? That's your responsibility to ferret that out. There are people that will tell you, oh, you know, we always tell you the truth. Well, we do. Sometimes we get duped. I've had stories that I did cursory checks on. Yeah, that's legitimate, only to find out it wasn't legitimate. We make the corrections and move on. But what has been woven and the characters and the actors that are constantly on your TV screen, complete with interview and all this rhetoric and all this political nastiness and scratching each other's eyes out. Politics hasn't changed in this country. It's been like this for a very long time. But what they're trying to make you believe is we have our fingers on the pulse of America and this is what's going on. All this stuff that's being concocted, the Antifa, who's doing the funding, who's actually bringing these people in. These aren't people that are marching out of passion or a core belief. These are people that are getting a paycheck. These are people who are being promised that, hey, you play ball here, you know, we might be able to use you for bigger and better things. Yeah, it's the same trap that's laid for a lot of people. Here, do this for us, and you know, you will be rewarded. Well, all the while, you're being set up to be the cutout and bye-bye you. So, we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next hour as well. On to some news. Now, what better place than Rahm Emanuel's backyard? Does something like this start to gain any sort of traction whatsoever? Bankrupt Chicago ponders universal basic income. And Obama is just singing hallelujah over this one. Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar is worried about the future. He is concerned that a coming wave of automation could put millions of people out of work and result in more extreme politics. See how we went from automation? Wait a minute, we know automation's coming, so why don't I just go to school and learn how to fix the damn things? That would make you a techie that makes you better paid than just a common laborer. I'm sorry, I'll digress. Pointing to investments in autonomous vehicles by companies like Tesla, Amazon, and Uber, Pawar observed that long-haul trucking jobs, historically a source of middle-class employment, half of the people in this country drive cross-country truck here? That's the way they're making it sound. They may become obsolete. Well, you've heard my position on that since World War II. What did we do? Well, we got busy pulling up rails and leaving them in disrepair, turning them into rails to trails and all kinds of stuff, when it was the most efficient, cheapest way to ship bulk goods long distance. Duh. So then came the superhighways, was connecting everything, and let's put a tractor trailer out there that can haul 75,000-80,000 pounds. Let's drag that around inefficiently around the country. He's worried about it. More people out of work means more political polarization. We have to start talking about race and class and geography. I'll also start talking about the future of work as it relates to automation. All of this stuff is intertwined. Now, Pawar thinks that one way to battle racial resentment is to address the economic precarity that politicians have used to stoke it. He has decided to endorse the universal basic income. An idea that has been picking up steam across the world. Well, and your perception meets reality? Not really. The UBI is based on a simple premise. People don't have enough money to provide for their essential needs, so why not just give them more? Is there an anthem that the communists used to use? Is there one universal thing that you, like ringing a bell that you can hear that just would tell everybody, communists, communists, communists? You know, they tried that before. Oh, everybody's equal. Everybody shares. Nobody wanted to produce. Everybody wanted to take, but nobody wanted to produce. So, you know, what kind of system is that? You know, and the last time I heard, is as tough as it is in the business environment to start a business, to keep out of the trappings of the administrative state with all the rules and regulations and all the other stuff. Yeah. But what happened to entrepreneurship? Instead of going with the glob, that you break out of that and you stand on your own 2 feet, use your own energy and your own brains. What happened to that concept? Now we're talking about universal money here. Everybody gets paid the same. Well, guess what, folks? Everybody's abilities are not the same. Now, how about the simple fact there's no such thing as free money? We can start there. It has to come from productive members of society via taxation or the printing press. Fortunately, Chicago does not have a printing press, so it has to come from taxation. And taxation is driving away both businesses and high-wage earners fed up with Illinois stupidity. But reality does not stop socialist nutcases like Pawlar. Now, his pilot program, recently introduced for a UBI program in Chicago, under his program, $500 a month would be delivered to 1,000 Chicago families, no strings attached. Additionally, the proposal would modify the earned income tax program for the same 1,000 families, so they'd receive payments on a monthly basis instead at the end of the year, a process known as smoothing that enables families to integrate the tax credit into their monthly budgets. Well, it always starts out small, but it can never scale. Will $500 really make a difference to those families? Well, if you tally that up, $6,000 might help, but at what cost? Now, if they're talking about 1,000 families and $6,000 here, that's $6 million? Wow. So, can Chicago itself afford $6 million? It'd be a small part of Chicago's budget, but it would also be $6 million wasted. And the obvious problem here, but not to economically illiterate socialist fools, is how to scale it up. The Cook County poverty rate from the latest census is almost 17%. The population in Cook County is 5.2 million. So let's do a little free money math here. If we gave free money to everyone in Cook County, the socialists would need to come up with $31.2 billion in additional taxes. If we gave free money to only those in Cook County living in poverty, not even close to being universal, by the way, the socialists would have to raise $5.2 billion. Cook County is a superset of Chicago, so for Chicago alone, the numbers would be a bit lower, but then again, the tax base would be lower as well. Now, anybody that thinks this is a good idea has got capital S with a hit for brains, folks. It's just amazing. Rather than business, productivity, labor, this is what produces. Not somebody's idea of how to take a dwindling tax base and broke people and just throw money at them. See, that's what they did to build these wonderful internment camps or slave camps. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me not be prejudicial here. I call it the inner cities. Isn't that prior to the Iron Curtain falling there, Mike? Am I going to break, or you just thought that'd be a good place to put that? Okay, let's go to break.
perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said, I've been a lot of places and I've seen a lot of things. But Sonny, I've seen one thing beats them all. When I was flying back from Lubbock, I saw Jesus on the plane.
All right, we're back. P.J. Barden texted me this morning, and I thought I already put this story up. Leading voting machine company admits it lied, revealing that its voting machines shipped backdoored with pre-installed remote access software. I thought I, the other day, did that. But, you know, all this thing about, oh, the Russian collusion. You know, what we're not talking about is vote rigging in this country by the various political parties or adversaries. Election Systems and Software is America's leading voting machine vendor, a category notorious for buggy, insecure software and rampant manufacturing misconduct. As the 2018 elections loom, voting machine companies are coming under scrutiny, and when veteran security reporter Kim Zetter asked them on behalf of the New York Times if their products shipped with back doors, allowing remote parties to access and alter them over the internet, they told her unequivocally that they did not engage in this practice. Well, guess what? In a letter to Senator Ron Wyden, They admit that they lied and that they provided PC Anywhere remote connection software. That's the name of it, PC Anywhere. To a small number of customers between 2000 and 2006. Now, ES&S didn't respond on Monday to questions from Motherboard, and it's not clear why the company changed its response between February and April. Lawmakers, however, have subpoenaing power, and they can compel a company to hand over documents or provide sworn testimony on a matter lawmakers are investigating. A statement made to lawmakers that's later proven false can have a greater consequence for the company than one made to reporters. Wyden told Motherboard that installing remote access software and modems on election equipment is the worst decision for security short of leaving ballot boxes on a Moscow street corner. The Russians are manipulating our elections. What's manipulating our elections more so than anything else is the electorate stupidity. That's what's really screwing with the voting in this country. I am amazed, but there it is. Let me see here. Corruption. You know, they say that the penalty should fit the crime. If you murder somebody in cold blood in this country, depending on what state you live in, the state may want to barbecue you or shoot you full of drugs and kill you, arrest your heart. But time was in this country that anybody mentioned anything about voter fraud or anything of that nature, man, there was hell to pay. You know, there are certain things you just don't mess with. Well, over the years, folks, whether it's voting or just people taking under-the-table gratuities or striking out on their own for a little extracurricular activity outside of their job scope to turn a few bucks, that sounds pretty innocent, doesn't it? Well, it goes to the core, or how should I put it, the rot in society today that is breeding people like a sheriff here accused of holding cocaine parties for fellow cops to rape underage girls. Well, that sounds like a lot of amped up fun, doesn't it? Now, we were talking prior to the program today, you know, different ways that people would deal with other people that were really, truly disgusting. Tar and feathering, remember that? But what they never tell you is that it wasn't just the act of tar and feathering for public display and embarrassment. No. They left out the third step. You would tar and then feather and then light the feathers with a match. And you would look like Richard Pryor running down the street, all aflame. Out of Gadsden, Alabama, Etowah County Sheriff Todd Intrinken is under investigation for allegedly hosting cocaine parties with underage girls. After Mary Elizabeth Cross came forward with claims that she had sex with Intrinken on four separate occasions in the early 90s when she was 15 and he was 29. The alleged victim, now 41, told AL.com that Entrican would use the alcohol, cocaine, and cash as a quid pro quo for sex with the underage girls. Additionally, Cross said that she did not attempt to refuse Entrican's advances. She also personally watched him rape another underage girl who repeatedly said no. More on this when we get back. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I won't go into the details given by this 15-year-old, but needless to say, they figured that free alcohol and drugs on the boat, their payment was sex, and they were all right with that. Now, Entrekin steadfastly denies the allegations and maintains that he has never met Cross before in his life. I've never had sex with any 15-year-old girl or had drugs around or anything. I've never done drugs in my life. Well, why don't you give me a clipping of that here? Let's find out there, Sheriff. Let's climb inside of you with a microscope and take a look around. Of course, Entrekin is no stranger to controversy. He is brazen, but legally, I don't know how you do this legally, took $750,000 budgeted to feed jail inmates over the past 3 years, and instead spent $740,000 on a private beach house. That's brazen, but how is that legal? The reason he hasn't been charged for this seemingly this impropriety is that it's completely legal in Alabama, despite seeming completely immoral and to take taxpayers' money for private use. A Depression-era law allows sheriffs to keep and retain unspent funds from jail food provision accounts according to state law and local officials. Keep and retain unspent funds. Well, if you were spending the funds for the food, the funds wouldn't be there. Yeah, you can see the obvious glitch in this logic. The reason he hasn't been charged is they considered it legal. Hentrickson told AL.com that he follows that practice of taking extra money from the fund, saying, the law says it's a personal account, and that's the way I've always done it. Folks, now, you hear what the man's saying. He's taking tax money that was earmarked for something, and he finds a loophole made years ago, and this is not the intent of keeping the food out of the prisoners' mouths in order for you to buy a beach house. That's like you working for a company and, well, you're a good studious employee and, hey, boss, I see the way we can cut costs here or there. Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're going to have to give you a raise. Yeah, well, I'll make the owner aware of this. Okay. But it's another thing to take the money from that company that you had saved and skimmed it off and spent it on yourself. Now, wouldn't it? Same principle, but they have a loophole. Donald Rhea, an attorney representing Alan Hentrickson, wrote a letter to Etowah County District Attorney Jody Wilberry, in which he requested the matter be investigated by State Bureau of Investigation or to the appropriate investigatory entity. Sheriff Hentrickson has instructed me to convey to you his request that this matter be immediately forwarded to the State Bureau of Investigation or the appropriate investigatory entity, so that these things and matters alleged to have occurred be thoroughly and immediately investigated by an independent agency. Now, this very same Hentrickson was defeated in June in the Republican primary, the primary for the election for sheriff, likely due to the controversy surrounding his use of the taxpayers' money meant to feed the inmates to buy himself an expensive beach house. Pretty much, that's it. Imagine this, folks. Imagine if you pulled this on an employer. I'm going to save the company a lot of money. Okay, where's the savings? Well, they're in my beach house down at the lake. Yeah, all right. Thank you. By the way, there's more coming in on Peter Strzok. And it ain't looking real good. Now, we understand that Brennan was an ex-communist. Isn't that funny? I would say that he still is. But Strzok grew up in Iran. Worked as an Obama and Brennan's envoy to the Iranian regime. A former co-worker of Peter Strzok tells Big League Politics about this guy's extensive background in the intelligence community, including the fact that he grew up in Iran. Many intelligence officers like Strzok are complete ghosts with questionable history and gaps in their life story. But now we have some insight. Strzok was born in the late 60s. He attended the American school in Iran up until 1978 when it closed down. Then he attended the America school in Saudi Arabia. He supposedly attended a Catholic school, St. John's Prep in Minneapolis. The school refused to confirm or deny attendance. Well, you can just about say that was a lie. And then completed a bachelor's at Georgetown and some form of graduate degree after that. Now, the truth of the matter is that after Peter Strzok turned 18, his life is arcane, which is the usual story of many like him. And did you know that Peter Strzok, Strzok's father, and Hillary Clinton have a lot in common? Turns out after advocating for Khomeini in Iran and then working in Saudi Arabia to calm the waters of the Iranian government, and that meant appeasing them with anti-Semitic rhetoric, Strzok's father, Strzok II, also dabbled in charity work. Strzok's father was involved in the so-called charity work in Haiti, but also helped dismantle and reassemble Upper Volta, now known as the Burkina Faso. Now, despite deep state efforts to scrub the information Folks, the internet's forever. A lot of these fools out there don't understand that. Yeah, which amazes me. People will put all their information on Facebook or on Twitter or this or that or the other. And once you type something out, it's forever. That can be screen saved. That can be pocketed away in some file someplace. It's forever. Some people don't seem to understand and get that. Strzok's father, also known as Peter Strzok Sr., was an employee of the Catholic Relief Services. He was interviewed by the New York Times in 1985 over his testimony or statements regarding mishandling money intended for Ethiopia. In the article, he identifies himself as a former employee of the charity and as a retired U.S. Army Corps of Engineer who served the agency in Africa and Haiti. So Peter Strzok II worked in Haiti with a charity? That sounds eerily familiar, doesn't it? Can we all guess which charities partnered to help Haiti? The Clinton Foundation. The Catholic Relief Services seem to work in tangent. Coincidence? Peter Strzok Sr. was actually the director of CRS in Haiti. And if we look into CRS financials, they seem to overlap and feed into the Clinton global initiatives and their balance sheets. My, my, my. In the early 80s, Upper Volta was in turmoil. It is said that mineral disputes with neighboring countries brought about a great duress, and so in 1985, the country of Upper Volta ceased to exist and was then named Burkina Faso during Strzok II's term there. Specifically, in 1981, he was advised of a government visit to Upper Volta, which places him in Upper Volta for a period of 4 years as his son, Strzok III, was at the American school in Saudi Arabia from 1978 to 1980. This happened after their sudden move from Tehran when Khomeini attained power over the Shah. Looks like whatever there is in a regime change in modern history, Strzok is lying in the shadows waiting. I remember the Shah of Iran. This is what the CIA put in there. Well, guess who the CIA guy was? Well, Strzok was a CIA asset, also worked for the FBI, kind of like on loan. We know Peter Strzok, the man who sent Strzok III, his daddy, the man who sent those vile text messages about our president, the man who was biased and wanted to ensure a Clinton presidency, was raised in Iran and Saudi Arabia. Our sources reveal that Strzok and his father both talked about Iran favorably and both accidentally reminisced about the rose water smell of the... I don't even know what the hell this is, and the hell with the rest of the paragraph. It doesn't contain anything of interest. Now, our insider tells us that Strzok, the third, is the key Middle Eastern intel operative for the Iranian airline Mahan Air's purchase of United States government planes during the Obama administration during the years 2011 to 2013, when Iran's sanctions were in place. He handled the Iranian relations from start to finish, just like his father did for Reagan, and just like he's been doing for years under the cloak and dagger, says the BLP insider. Now, Strzok Sr., of course, John O. Brennan, were involved with Iran. In fact, our source tells us that Strzok Sr. was involved in the Iran-Contra scheme that led to a six-month prison term for Reagan National Security Advisor John Poindexter. Back in the 80s, the government was just as corrupt as it is today. Well, I don't know about that. And for some reason, we keep giving weapons, planes, and planes full of money to Iran. Even Barack Hussein Obama sent money to Iran on a plane in his last year in office, $1.4 billion worth. Just a few weeks ago, Iran demanded Germany send them 300,000 euros in cash on a plane to them. And of course, Angela Merkel complied. You know, so what's the deal with Iran? Why are they so important? Well, what were Strzok, Brennan, and Obama really doing? That's a very good question that maybe President Trump can get answered for us if the summit with Iran can happen early this fall. One thing that's constant in modern history over the past five decades with anything involving Iran, there is a Peter Paul Strzok involved. The BLP insider who worked for both Brennan and Strzok tell us that Strzok was never FBI, and he was part of the highest level of covert operatives, sliding into posts within the CIA or the FBI to infiltrate, influence, and observe. This is exactly what we saw with the special counsel appointment that resulted after a failed operation. Peter Strzok Jr. was placed in the FBI to ensure a win for Hillary Clinton and buffer negative press, like the Wiener laptop case, which he covered up. That's the real deal. Revealing Peter Strzok's identity would have been a problem because it's called unmasking, but since he is in the limelight and out of the shadows, it's time to lay all the cards face up on the table for all to see who Peter Strzok really is. Spooks feared him, but like our source, they still maintain secrecy, simply connecting the dots of publicly and private availability of that information. Yeah, I wonder if people in this country would even recognize what an honest government looks like. Because most people don't understand how our government operates and all the things that they've been into. It's never been made public. What we deal with is the tip of the iceberg. But man, this must be a damn big iceberg, because the tip is huge. The corruption we're able to dig up and we're able to observe pales in comparison as to what still is hidden. I mean, think about this. By the way, this didn't make any national news, but this sure caught my eye. Down here in Austin, there was a shooting suspect that I think he killed four people. Well, who was he? Well, he worked for some politicians. Austin police say the man who went on a shooting spree on the city's south side yesterday afternoon, is also the suspect in a deadly shooting of Christian Maroney, 32, at a Post South Lamar Apartments early this week. Charlie Wilson Curry, 29, is currently in Travis County Jail, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and murder after police arrested him at the Post South Lamar Apartments Wednesday afternoon. Sources told KXAN, Curry showed up at the Texas State Capitol before the 2017 legislative session looking for work. He was hired as a sergeant-at-arms. Sources say he moved here from Kentucky. Senator Joan Huffman's office hired him in November of 2016 for the 2017 legislative session, but he was fired at the end. Huffman's office confirms he was hired as an employee for that legislative session. The crimes alleged are tragic, according to Huffman's office. He was then hired by consulting firm Murphy Nasica, which represents Speaker of the House Joe Strauss' political team. Craig Murphy of the firm tells KXAN Curry was hired as a voter contact coordinator for 12 days in September of 2017. He then told them he had a medical issue and disappeared for 2 weeks. When he came back, he finished another 10 days of a trial period but was not hired on. And they didn't, evidently this man didn't meet their criteria or standards as a contractor. Now, he's suspected of up to four murders. But this guy looks like, you know, everyday guy that you'd walk into any office, you know, state capitol office, or see him on the grounds in any state capitol USA. And the first thing, I mean, folks, you have to be a little bit nuts to randomly go around murdering people to begin with. But you know what my first thought was? What kind of mood-altering drug that removes a person from reality is this guy on? Or maybe he's just a run-of-the-mill crackpot with a handgun. But none of this made national news, which I found to be rather interesting because, well, I hate to admit it, down here in Texas, folks, our Austin has fallen to the communist. Hence, Moscow on the Colorado, as I used to say. But this is bizarre. It's just four murders, possibly five, done with a handgun. This guy shows up out of nowhere, kind of works for people, then kind of doesn't. They got to kind of fire him because he's not meeting any standards. But how in God's green earth do you just show up at a state capitol and you're given a job at sergeant at arms at the state capitol building? I'll keep watching this because it stinks to high heavens to me. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Ken in Fort Worth. How's my Politico doing up there?
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, Google 4.6 million foreign gold coins in New York City.
And now run that by me again.
Okay. Google 4.6 million foreign gold coins in New York City. They've got French francs, they got British sovereigns, and they got German marks. They must have took them out of the banks when the military was over there and stuck them in a vault in New York City. They wanted to melt them down, but they didn't. That's the only way I figure how they got a hold of them.
So they stole it from somebody, but we don't know who.
And I'm surprised that the countries don't, you know, sue to get them back.
Well, there seems to be a problem with the New York Fed and holding people's gold, and the United States refusing to even let them see it. They don't know that if it's been leased out or what has happened.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it very well could
be. They might be storing it for them, but I don't understand, you know, what the deal is.
Well, I don't either. And again, you know, transparency in this country when it involves Wall Street, good luck, Chuck.
Hey, you were Army, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got to my unit in Germany 25 June 63, dropped my duffel bag, and rolling up the flags for Kennedy's parade in the Hanau, Germany. I missed it by one day. Saw it on YouTube. Should have been there. Next day, went to Berlin.
Well, lucky you.
Anyway, I missed it by one day. A slow boat. I took that slow boat to Germany from New York to get over there. So I just missed it by one day.
Mm. All right. Ken?
Thank later. You. Later.
Chris in Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Yes. Yes, John, thank you very, very much. Very intriguing news topics that you're bringing out this morning. The one with Peter Strzok struck me particularly curious. As I recall, John Brennan is also an avowed Muslim. And so it would not be strange that someone who spent that much time in Saudi Arabia or Iraq might likely adopt the same faith.
And Chris, on top of that, he was a communist, part of the Communist Party.
Ah.
So you team that up with being a Muslim and swimming around Iran, you bring in the Strzoks, you look at what is going after Donald Trump right now, and I don't know about you, but I'm starting to smell like Trump got a little bit too close to that third rail.
Well, the deep state appears to be infested with foreigners and foreign agents masquerading as Americans who don't have our best interest at heart, for sure. In fact, I think they have our demise very close to their dark hearts.
Which is, Chris, the long-term goal of the globalists in order to implement their global order. The United States was an aberrant and a troublesome thing to deal with because of this freedom and liberty and all this other stuff. You know, you can't leave that lingering around to infect other people's minds. You know, the ones that are subject to their king, or, you know, they've got to kneel to their dictator, otherwise it gets their heads cut off, or they're thrown in prison for the rest of their life, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, the United.
I think I hear music in the background.
You do. We're coming up to the top of the hour.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Chris. Coming up, Mark Anderson, next hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.